you would be kind enough to swivel one of your ears so that it's lying flat like a dish, that would make a very cozy place for me to sit.
By gumbo, that's a squackling good idea. Well, here we go. In you get.
I hope I don't fall down your ear hole.
You would be giving me a cronking earache. Ah, oh, yeah, you is tickling me a bit.
Sorry, are we ready?
Oh, he was talking too loud. He was shouting away inside my ear.
Oh, gosh, sorry. Oh. Is that better?
No, it sounds as though you were shooting off a blunderbuss.
Then how can I talk to you?
Well, don't.
Is this better?
Oh, that's better. Now, I is hearing you nicely. What is it you is trying to say to me just now?
Are we ready?
We is off. We're off to meet Her Majesty, the Queen.
During the next half hour, things moved so swiftly and so silently that Sophie, crouching in the giant's ear, was unable to understand exactly what was going on. They passed the other giants on their way home after their guzzle, which made Sophie feel even more determined to go on with her mission. Suddenly, they were in the streets. There were houses everywhere. There were quite a few people about, and there were cars with lights on. But nobody ever noticed the BFG. It was impossible to understand quite how he did it. There was a kind of magic in his movements. At last, they came to a place full of trees. There was a road running through it and a lake. The BFG stopped for the first time since they had set out from his cave many hours before.
What's the matter?
I is in a bit of a puddle.
You're doing marvelously.
No, I isn't. I is now completely boggled. I is lost. We is meant to be in the middle of London, and suddenly we is in green pastures.
Don't be silly. This is the middle of London. Huh? It's Hyde Park. Huh? The Queen's Palace is just across the road. This is where I take over. Go straight ahead.
Right.
Now stop! Can you see that enormous stone arch with a statue of a horse and rider on top?
Yeah, I sees it.
Do you think you could jump clear over it and land on the pavement the other side?
Easy. To me, that's a snitchy little jump.
Then go! Well done. Now see that wall? Quick, jump over that.
Oh, that's another snitchy little jump.
We're there. We're in the Queen's back garden.
By gumdrops. Is this really it?
There's the palace. Oh. Go on, let's find the Queen's bedroom.
Listen.
What are you listening for?
Her breathing.
Oh.
I is able to tell if it is a man, human being, or a lady by the breathing.
Oh.
Yeah, we has a man in that room there, snortling a little bit too. Let's go on. We has a lady sleeping in there. I'll just be parting the curtains a smidgery bit.
Oh. What a lovely room. Yes, there is someone asleep in that beautiful bed.
Is that her?
Yes.
Right. Shh. I is going to put you on the ledge. Like that.
Yes.
Now don't you go tip-toppling backwards. And now, I is going to blow in the dream. First the jar.
Oh, it still looks horrible.
Shh. Into the trumpet it goes. Like so. Now then. Here I blows.
How long will the dream take to work?
Some takes an hour, some is quicker. I is going off to wait in the garden when you is wanting me. Just call out my name and I is coming very quick.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. I is going to give you a little kiss.
Thank you.